Welcome, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Pleasure to be speaking to you this beautiful Chol HaMoed, beautiful weather. And just wanted to say a small thought on Sukkot, and that is that we know that when we take the Arba Minim together, the Lulav represents the Shudra, which is the spine. The Esrog represents the Lev, which is the heart. The Hadassim represents the eyelid, and the Aravos represents the lips. In addition, there's another thought that the Esrog represents or has a tam bereach, a smell and a taste. The Lulav has a tam but no reach. The Hadassim have a reach and no tam. And the Aravos do not have a tam or a reach. And that represents a Jew who, on an Esrog level, has Torah and mitzvot. And then you have the Lulav, which are a Jew that has Matan Tovim but does not have Torah. And then you have Matan Tovim and no Torah, Torah and no Matan Tovim for the Adasim. And then you have Aravos, which don't have either, no Torah, no Matan Tovim. So the judgment should be very strict on the Aravos. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us in Medrash Rabbah that V'yasa Kulam Aguda Echas, we should take them as one unit. And in that way, we are able to be mamtik the din. So we know that when we are able to take these Arba Minim together, that's what represents unity, that's what represents Achdus, and that's yet another reason for Zman Simchaseinu. It's a time when, you know, we are not concerned about the external, even though we are exposed to the external, but rather we are very much happy to be in the moment and enjoying the beautiful yontif that we share together at Sukkot. So when we think about the first part, which is the spine, the heart, the eyelid, and the mouth, we have to also recognize that there are elements that a human being has, that without a spine they cannot walk, and you can't see, you can't speak. But you can also use these functionalities to create refuah. At the same time, a person can use their intellect, which is representative of the eyelids and the spine, to create refuos, in the sense that a person can both, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. A person can use their intellect to create refuos, and a person can also use the same in order to create poison and elements of destruction. What's the key is on the other side of the coin, and that is the esrog. The esrog represents the heart, and if the heart is in the right place, then a yid is able to do what he needs to in order to advance in this world. I remember hearing a story about a certain person who was very sick, and he went to Chassidish Rebbe for a bracha. And the Rebbe said, when Sukkot comes along, I want you to find a beautiful esrog, and you should buy a mehudar esrog. You shouldn't think about the cost, you should just buy something. And so this esrog actually represented, as we know, the heart. It turns out that this person was suffering with congestive heart failure, but he lived an extra 32 years as a result of being medakted b'masav, being careful with what he ate and being careful with what he had done in terms of, you know, his diet and everything else. Turns out that, of course, the 32 years is the gematria lev, which is the heart, and that also is the esrog itself, which is that a person finds matzah isha, matzah tov. A person says they found an esrog, they're looking for an esrog. That's another way of saying they're looking for their wife, their spouse, and that's what an esrog represents. An esrog represents the bounty that we're able to enjoy, which is the paradox of leaving the lulav and the hadassim and the aravos on the other side of the coin. And just to close out with one idea, one thought, and that is that the aravos, we all know, are very fragile, and everyone is so concerned about how to keep the aravos fresh. And that is quite interesting, because when we say, or we just said Yom Kippur Davening, we say Anu Matchilim L'Sbalo Im Harvayanim, the word Harvayanim also is very close to the word Aravos. So in a way, that's how we are able to balance this out. We take special note and special care of the Aravos, and that represents the weakest link in our society. And so the weakest link in our society is actually the strongest. because when we are able to elevate the aravos, which do not have any redeemable values because they do not have a tam and they don't have a reah, that's how we know that we are succeeding in this coming year by being thoughtful and considerate to those that need chizuk, they need help, because they don't have Torah, they don't have mitzvot. So what do? We make sure that we always keep them in a place where they won't become brittle, and we won't give up hope on them. And that's a very strong message as we exit from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. We're able to take a look at these aravos and cherish them a little bit more, because they represent for us a unique opportunity to continue to share the good wisdom and the good wealth that we have in strengthening our own Torah and mitzvot. And with that, I want to wish everyone a chag kasher v'sameach, a zman simchaseinu, and the reason why, again, it's so joyous and so happy and so beautiful, especially this time of year when no one could have thought that we were going to be inside a sukkah. We are able to enjoy the sukkah and its beautiful weather, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that Baruch Hashem, we are Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and we're able to enjoy this wonderful Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us in the sukkah, and that in itself is something for us to be very, very excited about. So, Chag Kosher V'Sameach, everyone should recognize that the Esrog is the lev, which is the heart, and it's the counter to the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos, which could be wayward, but the Esrog keeps it in check, because as the Gemara says in Yavamis, we are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomei Chasadim. This is really what our DNA is all about, and we demonstrate this every single time we have an opportunity to do so. So Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and Mitzvah Shem Rishon here, Besuros Tovos. Take care.